never wanted sports to be political. I think we can all agree on that. The NBA was so much more fun to watch before the political and social issues became involved. I didn't bring politics into sports. They did. The media did. I spend a lot of time on here bashing the NBA. I trash the NBA more than any other sport. And if you didn't know me, you would think that I hated the league, but like I've said many times before, the exact opposite is true. The NBA is my second favorite sport, with the NFL being first. I want to see the NBA succeed. The reason I'm so critical, it's because I see what politics is doing to the league. The NBA has lost the casual fan. Poof, gone. And without the emergence of another once-in-a-generation superstar that the casual fan can get behind, the NBA will continue to suffer in the ratings department. We were hoping that Zion Williamson was going to be that guy, but that ship's already sailed. You get one chance to make a first impression. Zion Williamson's star is fading, and it's fading fast. At this point, he was a bigger star in college than he's been in the NBA. Now, even though I don't like politics in the league and sports in general, I can't deny the fact that superstars in the NBA do have some level of cultural impact. I spend a lot of time pointing out the negative cultural impact that guys like LeBron James have, but there is one superstar in the NBA right now that is having what I feel like is a positive impact on the culture, and I'm talking about Kyrie Irving. Now, I hate the cliche, bigger than basketball. I can't stand when people say that, but in this instance, there's just no other way to say it. What Kyrie Irving is doing right now is bigger than basketball. If you've been following me for a while, then you know I have been highly critical of Kyrie Irving in the past. He's scorched earth in both Cleveland and Boston. We all know about the many controversial statements that he's made over the years. The load management, taking sabbaticals just a few weeks into the regular season. I could go on and on. The list of me disagreeing with Kyrie Irving is a mile long. Now, one thing I've always respected about him, though, I've never doubted his sincerity. As wrong as I think he may be, I have never doubted that Kyrie Irving believes in what he says. I can't say the same thing about LeBron James. I can't say the same thing about Colin Kaepernick, Stephen A. Smith, Jemele Hill. Do I think LeBron James is really afraid to walk out of his front door and be shot by a police officer? No. No. Do I think Kyrie Irving believes in aliens? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I believe he believes in aliens. Kyrie Irving's a weird dude. We all know that. But he's doing something important right now. Kyrie Irving is setting an example for the country on how you should treat other people, people that you disagree with. He's also setting an example of how to go about standing for what you believe in. For months now, there has been immense pressure on Kyrie Irving to get vaccinated. We have covered this story extensively here on the channel. Stephen A. Smith calling Kyrie selfish for making his own personal decisions. Matter of fact, the majority of the pressure has been coming from the damn media. It's not the NBA. The NBA didn't set the ridiculous Kobe rules in New York City. Those rules were set by some dumbass they used to call a mayor. The pressure is not coming from the Nets as an organization, at least not anymore. It's damn sure not coming from his teammates or other players throughout the league. I actually credit LeBron James for having Kyrie's back on this issue. LeBron has been vocal in his support of Kyrie Irving and other players throughout the league and being able to make their own personal decisions when it comes to their health care. Now, with age comes maturity, and Kyrie Irving realizes that he's in a unique position. Jonathan Isaac down in Orlando, he was one of the first players to come out against being mandated to be vaccinated. Now, he eventually succumbed to the pressure, and look, I'm not blaming him for it. If I was in his position, I probably would have done the same thing. You can either make millions of dollars or stand for your principles. Now, we would all like to say, I would sacrifice that money and take a stand against this bullshit, but let's be real here, guys. No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. Jonathan Isaac hasn't made the hundreds of millions of dollars that Kyrie Irving has made throughout his career. His situation was completely different. Now, Kyrie's made his money. He has the luxury to sacrifice millions this season to take a stand and not really be hit with it hard financially. I want you to take a look at the following exchange I'm about to show you. This is a post-game press conference last night after the Nets lost to Cleveland. Now, in case you guys didn't know, Kevin Durant is out for the next month or two with, I think it's an MCL sprain. The Nets have been ravaged by the COVID. James Harden's missed time. The big three of Kyrie, KD, and James Harden, they barely shared the court together. Point being, the Brooklyn Nets desperately need Kyrie Irving right now. He's only available to play in road games, and that's if the road team will allow it. He can't play in cities like San Francisco, can't play in New York, obviously, can't play in Toronto. Of the remaining games on the schedule, because of the ridiculous protocols of some of these cities, Kyrie Irving's only going to be available for about 20 games. But like I said, it's not the fans, it's not his teammates, it's not the NBA front office, it's not the Nets as an organization pressuring Kyrie Irving to change his stance on getting the vaccine. It's the damn media. Watch this exchange. And keep in mind, at this point of the press conference, Kyrie Irving had already spent 3 or 4 minutes answering questions about his vaccination status.
Do you think there's anything that would sway your decision?
What do you mean?
To get this shot.
Why do you keep asking me that?
Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Who's everybody?
There are millions of basketball fans out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
people who want to know if you're going to take
the chance
to be able to play at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basketball fans.
But there are millions forget basketball fans. There are millions.
Yeah, but this is like, that's what I'm saying. You're bringing like my vaccination status into a basketball game, and it's like I live my life majority of the time when I'm away from this. So when I say I'm not getting vaccinated and I'm making a choice with my life, somehow it gets mixed into, well, what about the basketball stuff? It's like, no, bro. Like, we live in a real world. This is great to be able to do this. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I love being with my teammates. I love playing on the Nets. But I've already been away enough time to think about this, to process it, to be able to make this decision, stand strong, understand that people are going to agree and some people are going to disagree. The circumstances that are at hand, I'm praying that they get changed and we're able to do things differently. And that's not just for me. That's for all those that are dealing with being unvaccinated and getting fired from work on a day-to-day basis. It's not just about me. That's been my message this whole time. So though I feel your feeling and emotion asking that question, it's just like sometimes it feels a little disrespectful. Like,
I forget what journalist asked this question, but his name's irrelevant because he's full of shit. Millions of NBA fans could care less about the vaccination status of Kyrie Irving. The only people who care are the people in the media, the robots who are incapable of thinking for themselves. They're told what to write, they're told what to think, they're told what position they're going to take on an issue, and their job as a so-called journalist is to convince the rest of us to fall in line with their agenda. The number one enemy in this country, it's not terrorism. It's not the war on drugs. It's not illegal immigration. It's not left versus right. Hell, social justice warriors on Twitter aren't the biggest threat to America. They're annoying, sure, but the virgins on Twitter, they have very little impact on you and me, our daily lives. The number one enemy in America today, the mainstream media. These people are the lowest of the low. You heard in the clip. The dude said Kyrie Irving is the most famous unvaccinated person in America. Like Kyrie Irving said, what the hell does that even mean? They are trying to turn him into public enemy number one. But you've got to credit Kyrie Irving for how he is handling this. Earlier in that press conference, he stated that he respects everyone's decision to do what they choose to do with their own health care. If they choose the vaccine, great. If they don't, great. But it's up to each individual to decide. And people shouldn't be demonized or vilified for making their own decision. Now, contrast that with how the media is handling it. And if you're not vaccinated, Joy Reid, she wants your healthcare costs to skyrocket as if they weren't high enough already. The media is trying to turn this into a war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. It's the same thing they did in 2020 with race. It's the same thing Hitler did in the 1930s with the Jews. You find a controversial issue, you force people to pick sides so they're distracted from what's really going on. This is all a diversion. This whole Kobe thing is a diversion. You think these people in the media really care if Kyrie Irving is vaccinated? You think they really care if you're vaccinated? No. They know the vaccine doesn't stop the spread of the COVID, but they know the issue, the controversy of the vaccine will keep everyone divided. And as long as the population is divided, the politicians can hold on to all the power. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about, power. The worst nightmare of a politician is a united population. They got to keep everyone divided. But credit to Kyrie Irving, though, not only for how he's handling this situation, but also for standing firm in his beliefs, not giving in. He gains nothing by doing any of this. He gains nothing by continuing to refuse to be vaccinated. Actually, he's losing millions of dollars by doing so. But he's standing up for people that don't have the platform to stand for themselves. The guy working at Georgia Pacific who's forced to choose the vaccine or feeding his kids. The ER nurse who has sacrificed the last 2 years of her life helping people fight the COVID. You know the people that I'm talking about. My family, they're going on a cruise in a couple of months. It's the first cruise for my little nephews. The first family vacation really since they've been born. Now last night, my mom tells me that if I'm not vaccinated, the cruise line will treat me like a second class citizen. Now those weren't her words, but that's pretty much the gist of it. So I said, count me out. For one, I'm not paying thousands of dollars to be treated like I have a fungus because I don't have some stupid shot. And number two, I'm not complying just to go on a cruise that I've been on 20 times already. Like I said, this is a war on the unvaccinated. If you choose to make your own decision, their goal is to make your life miserable. Now, I'm fortunate. I don't rely on some bullshit company for my income, but I feel bad for the people who do. And it's the reason that I continue to speak out on this issue, because other people can't speak out against it. All right, let me know what you guys think about Kyrie Irving refusing to fold to constant media pressure. And let me know what you guys think about guys like Kevin Durant, other players like LeBron James, supporting Kyrie Irving on this issue. We criticize the NBA enough. It's only fair that we give these guys credit when they do something right. So sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.